Dr. Paul Bella, thank you for joining me for this conversation.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
How did you come to start this study? What led you to do it?
The purpose of this study was to figure out, does somebody have to exercise truly 6 to 7 times a week to get that benefit in terms of stretchability and flexibility of their heart? That may not be practical for everyone. Maybe exercising 4 to 5 times a week or 2 to 3 times a week could give you some of the bang for the buck as exercising 6 to 7 times a week throughout one's adult life.
And what were the results of all of this?
What we found is, as we expected, people who exercise 6 to 7 times a week throughout their adult lives have these very stretchable, compliant hearts. People who exercise 4 to 5 times a week throughout their adult lives had hearts that were close to as stretchable and flexible as the 6 to 7 times a weekers, and much better than the 2 to 3 times a weekers or the non-active people who are very close to one another themselves.
What type of exercise are we talking about?
This was primarily dynamic or aerobic exercise. So walking, cycling, swimming, things like that, running, jogging, things which resulted in a sustained elevation in the heart rate.
Because that's a wide variety. Some of that is low impact, some of that high impact.
Our study didn't select only runners, only swimmers, only cyclers, only walkers. It took all comers, as long as it was aerobic activity.
So the common tie was people who got up and moved.
That's right.
So this is good news for 30-somethings, 20-somethings, maybe 40-somethings. What should 50-somethings, 60-somethings and older take from this?
You're right. For the young people, they can use this information to shape their lifestyle as they age. By exercising 4 to 5 times a week, they are going to put themselves in a situation where the likelihood of getting a condition such as atrial fibrillation, hypertension, or congestive heart failure is much lower. But for the people who are already 65 years old and are thinking to themselves, wow, I only exercise 2 to 3 times a week throughout my adult life, does that mean there's no good for me to exercise more? That's certainly not the case. There are a lot of great benefits of exercise. We were just studying this one.
Look, isn't it just plain common sense that the more you exercise, the better off you are?
Great point, Sam. You know, this is nothing that our kindergarten teachers might not have been able to teach us, right? But the history of science is filled with examples of things which seemed like they'd be common sense, when tested, proved not to be what we thought they would be. So in this instance, it was very important to see whether 4 to 5 times a week or 2 to 3 times a week could offer some or most of the benefit of 6 to 7 times a week, even though it might have seemed, you know, intuitive that it would.
Dr. Paul Bella, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.